We shall convene the May 9th, 2008 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with the Rain Report, which shall be holding forth in booth 404. That's right, no air here. That's booth 404 at the Dayton Hamvention this coming weekend, May 16th, 17th, and 18th in Dayton, Ohio. Last week, we promised you a preview of this year's show of shows. A couple of days ago, Rain's founder producer, Hap Hawley, KC9RP, spoke with the assistant chair for the 2008 Hamvention, Michael Coulter, W8CI. According to Coulter, the theme this year is amateur radio plus people equals fellowship.
Most all of us that are involved in amateur radio have made friends in amateur radio, enjoy the hobby together, we enjoy doing things together, special events, or we may be working a critical situation, we learn how to work together. That's fellowship. And Hamvention is the place where we see people sometimes the only time for the whole year. And we have clubs that come, we have people from all over the world, people that you might keep skeds with in other parts of the world, even other parts of this country, and you get to see them face to face, eyeball to eyeball. And that's what amateur radio is. It's what the amateur community does. It's a service. And by doing that kind of service, it takes people, and that creates the fellowship. That's how we see it.
What's new or different about the 2008 Hamvention?
The Hamvention is, you know, the same as it's always been. We're doing a little bit of different things this year. The ARRL has a huge presence there. We have some exciting new forums this year. One of the things that we're doing this year, you know, As many of us are realizing, we need to get the youth more involved. The Dayton Amateur Radio Association, along with the ARRL, is sponsoring a dinner for youth, and that's going to be held at the Dayton Amateur Radio Association's clubhouse, which is a very nice place to come visit. That will be occurring on Saturday evening. On Friday evening, we'll be having a general open house to the public there, and they'll be able, once they get the program, there'll be directions how to get to that open house. I believe it's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. It's not too far from Hare Arena. That's another exciting thing that's going to be occurring this year, that in our club, people come and they don't really understand our club and see some of the things that we do, so we want to open that up a little bit more to folks.
Now, your club is rather large. What, 800 members or so?
Yes. What happens with an organization like this is that to put on an event, it takes volunteers from all over the area, all over the country, and there's even people that come from other parts of the world that have become friends with the Dayton Hamvention and Dayton Amateur Radio Association and volunteer their time to help. It's just such an important event, not only for the Dayton region, but for amateur radio and the survival of amateur radio.
The Dayton Hamvention has drawn as many, I think, as 27,000, 28,000 people. In more recent years, it's in the low 20s. What do ticket sales this year indicate attendance might be compared to last year?
That's a good question, Hap. We have been concerned about that, and we just wrapped up one of our big Hamvention meetings when we were looking at our advanced ticket sales, and we're actually ahead of pace from last year at this time for advanced ticket sales. We are excited about that, you know, with the price of fuel and, you know, the economic pressures in the world. We've been concerned when people come to this event. It appears that they are. And the other exciting thing is, in our inside exhibits, we're up at least 5% over last year, so we'll have new exhibitors there, so we're really excited about that as well. So things are looking real positive.
And this is all 10 days before the Hamvention. One of the perennial challenges for those attending the Dayton Hamvention, Michael, as you well know, is transportation. What's the story on buses and road construction this year?
Well, I must say, Hap, that road construction will be a challenge in the area. I would ask people to be sure, if they're driving in, to listen to Talk In at 146.940 and get the latest, and also to be able to see the latest on our website, which is www.hamvention.org. Our Talk-In manager, Rob, KB8UEY, has done a superb job this year working with the state and the local officials in trying to mitigate to where we could have lanes open, keep traffic flowing, especially in this region. In some areas, it won't necessarily be as easy, but we would ask everybody to be careful and listen on the radio and get everybody in. Rob is working on some alternative routes, so please stay tuned to that and keep an eye on the web. Also with buses, we're going to have parking again this year at the Salem Mall just down the road, and buses will begin running at 7 a.m. Friday to get people here in time for the 9 a.m. opening of the inside exhibits. And the flea market will open Friday at 8 a.m. If those of you who have not been to Hamvention, you can buy a bus pass for $8 for the weekend or $3 a day. ride it back and forth as much as you want. They run very, very regular. They take you very close to the front door of Hera, plus the main entrance into the flea market.
I understand there will be a paid bus from the KOA campground in, what is that, Brookville?
Yes, Hap. The KOA in Brookville, Ohio, will have a bus service there, and same price, $3 a day or $8 for the weekend. It'll also start at 7 a.m. and it'll have a fairly regular bus service back and forth. Really suggest people look at our website. They can get the address of that KOA if they're interested, or other campgrounds in the region.
My experience the last several years is the bus transportation has been outstanding. Clean buses, polite drivers are a great asset for the Hamvention. Getting back to road construction, I understand Needmore Road, which runs in front of the Hera Arena. Needmore Road is going to only have one lane in each direction open during the Hamvention.
I just came down the road today. They've not started the road construction, and we're hoping that there might be a possibility, and we're trying to convince them, hold off one more week before you start. So we may luck out there. We'll just see how that goes.
That's going to cause some challenges for those trying to get to the arena, and of course for those who are trying to park there. What kind of parking is there around the arena for those who aren't exhibitors or don't have parking passes?
There are 6,000 parking spots available right across the street. That's private parking. You know, it's kind of weather dependent. If it's real rainy, it could get stuck there. Our general chairman, Carl Rose, has been working really hard to try to keep rain at bay this year. So we're expecting some just absolutely beautiful Southern Ohio weather.
That parking is paid parking and it's not free.
That is correct, Hap.
I'm speaking today with Michael Halter, WHCI, the assistant chair for the 2008 Dayton Hamvention. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report. Now, what about construction on 75?
There is construction going on right now on 75, right through the center of town. It's down to two lanes, passable right now. It'll just take a little more time to get through there. There'll be some road construction on Interstate 70 that runs through Huber Heights. That will still be under construction. When you go through the 70-75 interchange, there could be some construction going on there. And then farther south, just north of Cincinnati, there's some road construction on Interstate 75 there. So we don't want to hide the fact that there is going to be some road issues, but we're talking crews dedicated to get everybody through and around it as best we can. And they are in constant contact with local authorities if there'd be a problem with their traffic patterns. They're some of the first to know.
Now, I'm not being flippant at all when I recommend those who have GPS bring them. And if you are set up to update the maps as far as road construction goes, bring your GPSs.
The other thing that's really great on our website, which is www.hamvention.org, is that if you're looking for a place to stay, you know, that's another big topic. Where am I going to stay? Is there any rooms available? Well, we have a connection there. If you go to Travel and Lodging, there's a link there. It'll give you all the hotels, motels within the region. You can also click on there to get to the Convention Bureau, and they may be able to help you. Some of the talking guys are really good at that, too, for passing along the information when they know it of where the rooms are available. That's always a big concern for people coming in if you haven't made your reservation. If you don't have a room yet, you know, you're welcome to get on that site. It's easily navigable to get that information. Just go to Travel and Lodging Accommodations. It'll all be right there. It's very easy to get to. It links straight into our Convention and Visitors Bureau, which gives you all the hotels and motels in the region.
Now, tell me about tickets. How much are tickets this year?
Tickets are $20 in advance. Advance means you can buy them up until the day before the show, and our box office here at Hera will be open from 1 until 5 p.m. on Thursday, so you can come and get tickets then. The tickets are $20 ahead of time, $25 for the day of the show, and that covers all 3 days.
Those tickets do more than just get you into the Hamvention, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because we will have hourly drawings for door prizes, so you'll see the ticket stub there, and you want to turn the stub in at the main ballroom arena. You want to put that in the drum. And then starting 11 a.m., every hour we draw for very nice prizes. We have thousands and thousands of dollars of prizes donated this year for our prize giveaways. There's monitors throughout the inside of the Hera Arena, and it'll have the the ticket stub numbers, and as you walk through, you'll see people standing around seeing if they won or not. And we have the prize drawings in Hare Arena at 1 p.m. on Sunday. That is the unclaimed hourly prizes. They will go up, and then the main prizes right after that. Very exciting, that event at 1 p.m. on Sunday. So stick around for that. A lot of people do. You could walk away with a pretty big prize.
Yeah, that really is a big deal for those who can stick around. Now, you have a fabulous array of forums. There have been traditionally four forum rooms. I understand this year there will be five.
Well, what we did, we moved four of them close together, and we've rearranged them, and I believe ARRL is going to have one on their own in their area. We have a lot better layout this year for forums, and we think it'll be much more accommodating, much more comfortable for folks. We, with the Dayton Amateur Radio Association and Hamvention, want to thank you for your support of amateur radio and doing this report. It's not easy getting these kind of things coordinated and out and done, and I know for you, it's a labor of love. For us with Hamvention, it's a labor of love. And we want to make sure that, you know, when people come here, that they recognize this is a total volunteer event. Nobody gets paid for this at all. And it is a lot of hard work. As a matter of fact, as I speak right now, I'm still at the Hare Arena. You know, we're having meetings and sub-meetings just to make sure that the fine details, we're trying to get them out. I guess we've had an issue with somewhat this year has been our email system. And we all apologize for delays. And we heard that there were emails got kicked back, undeliverable. That's number one on our list to fix for next year. We recognize that. So we ask people to bear with that. But when they come out here to the show, it's going to be a fabulous show. If you see a volunteer, thank them. And if you have concerns, please let us know how we could do this better. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, but we certainly stand to learn from this.
Now, you have some 500 indoor exhibit spaces. But the outside exhibit area, the flea market, actually has some 2,000.
That's right. That's a huge, huge thing. For those of you who have never been to a Hamvention, walking through the flea market will, I guarantee, it'll probably wear you out. It is huge, and there'll be things that you'll see that you won't have seen for sale probably anywhere else. You know, it's a nice time to meet people, too, walking through the whole show. You know, we get back to the amateur radio plus people equals fellowship. I really challenge people when they come out, meet somebody, maybe from another country or another part of the United States. Boy, maybe set up a SCAD, find out what they're doing with their club. It's a great opportunity for that. I want to tell people, too, that there's a lot of activities after the Hamvention that occur all over the Dayton region. And many of them are posted on our website under activities, and you'll see there are many, many clubs and organizations that are meeting. You can get information about those things right off of our website.
Lots of dinners going on as early as Thursday evening, Saturday evening. Of course, you've got the special ceremony honoring the Amateur of the Year, Ward Silver, whom my Rain listeners heard from just a couple of weeks ago, your Technical Achievement Award winner and your Special Achievement Award winner as well. That will be Saturday night. Again, that talk in frequency is the WABI repeater, 146.94, of course, no PL during the Hamvention anyway. I've been speaking today with Michael Halter, WHCI, the assistant chair for the 2008 Dayton Hamvention, scheduled for the weekend of May 16, 17, and 18 in Dayton, Ohio, in the Hera Arena. And be sure, if you do go, drop by the Rain booth, booth 404, and there's no error about that. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, in Chicago.
For last-minute additions or changes to next weekend's Hamvention, go to www.hamvention.org. That's a wrap for this edition of the Rain Report. Copyright 1990-2008. Rain. All rights reserved. Now for everyone at Rain, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73. See you at the Hamvention.